Betty, dear. Why don't you come exercise with me on the veranda?
Oh, Barbara Bunny, I don't need to exercise. I spend an hour at the gym every day.
Yes, as part of the exercise equipment.
All the boys at the gym call me Babette, the human barbell.
Oh, come stretch with me, will you?
Barbara, at my age, I don't need to stretch. Everything I've got is already stretched. Problem is, I'm still waiting for it to snap back. You'll just have to stretch your muscles by yourself.
Who's stretching muscles? I'm stretching my skin. Look, I can take the excess skin on my stomach, pin it up, and use it as a pouch to carry all my pills.
Good morning, ladies.
Oh, why, it's Lieutenant Jones.
Good morning, Lieutenant. How'd you like to join me for a little two-person exercising?
No thanks, Barbara. I'm on important police business.
Oh, well, if you're looking for the new donut shop, it's just down the street.
No, it's even more important than that. Tell me, have either of you heard of Skip Lightly?
Oh, yes. I've heard of Skip Lightly, Run Swiftly, and Gallop Pole.
And I skip lightly every time I want a snack in the middle of the night.
Now I know where all those Milky Ways are going. I told you just
no, you didn't.
Ladies, please. Skip Lightly was the star quarterback for the Wild Boars. He was found dead yesterday. The Radio Repertory Company of America presents the adventures of the Brook Sisters. Today's episode, The Super Bowl Murder. Let's rejoin the action at the Brook Sisters' home.
So, Skip Lightly was a wild boar. Well, no wonder he was killed.
Oh, the Wild Boars are one of the teams headed for the Super Bowl.
They're all headed to the bowl at the same time? Good heavens, how many of them are there?
How many teams are headed for the Super Bowl? By two, of course.
And how many are on each team?
Well, I guess around 44, 45 on a team. Why?
So, that's 90 men headed for one bowl at the same time.
Why, that would cause a riot.
Oh, to say nothing of the smell.
Oh, 10 years to retirement. I keep telling myself it's only 10 more years. But it seems like such a long time. Look, the Super Bowl is a football game. It's played to decide the best team. Skip Lightly was the starting quarterback.
And now he's dead.
That's right.
Ain't that kick in the head?
Well, exactly.
Exactly what?
That's how Lightly was killed.
How's that?
He was kicked in the head.
Oh, dear, and he was such a handsome man.
Yeah, I thought you didn't know him.
Lieutenant, anyone with the name Skip has got to be handsome. Have you ever seen an ugly Skip?
Well, I had a dog named Skippy. He was pretty homely.
Skippy is a dog's name, or a peanut butter. No, if this quarterback was ugly, his name would be Zeke or Luther.
Any suspects?
Yeah, the kicker from the other Super Bowl team, the Arkansas Razorblades.
They must be a cut above the other teams.
Oh, their victories all must be close shaves.
Don't tell me. The kicker must be someone named Nick.
That's good.
As a matter of fact, yes. Nick DeGrick. He was arrested this morning.
Why would a kicker want to kill a quarterback?
Well, let me put it to you this way. In college, who always gets the homecoming queen? The quarterback. Who always gets the big multi-million dollar contract? The quarterback. Who always gets the big movie roles? That's right, the quarterback. And what damn roles does a kicker ever get? He gets to do a cameo as a deformed space alien in Benji 4 in Search of the Great Dane. Well, now, ladies, you know why a kicker might kill a quarterback.
I see you were a kicker in college.
Yeah, it also seems the Wild Boars are heavy favorites to win the Super Bowl. But with Skip Lightly dead, the Razorblades will probably win now.
Who's going to play quarterback for the Wild Boars now?
Their second string quarterback, Will Willis.
Will Willis?
I haven't the foggiest idea. Did you ask him?
Who? Willis? No.
Will you?
Oh, ladies, please. Even though my commanding officer seems to think we've got our man, I'm not convinced. I'd like you to do a little more digging for me. See what you come up with.
Well, maybe we'll find that bone your dog Skippy buried years ago.
Now, where'd you say that new donut shop was?
So you want to see the guy who killed Skip Lightly?
And then after that, we'd like to see the man who stole Donovan's brain.
Well, here he is. Just call me when you're done.
What's your number?
Just holler out. I'll hear you.
What should we holler?
How about we're finished? Let us out now.
Oh, good heavens, Sheriff. How predictable.
How about, come on, baby, light my fire.
Oh, I know one.
I shot the sheriff. I mean, the death Much a little embarrassing.
I'm sure you'll think of something.
Now, what do you two want?
Well, that's a story for another day. And night.
So, you must be Nick DeGrick.
No, I'm freaking RuPaul. Of course I'm Nick DeGrick.
The police think you kids skipped lightly.
What do they know?
They know there's a footprint on the head of the dead man that has your heel mark on it. They know that Skip Lightly was married to your sister, Evangelista, and he used to beat her whenever the Wild Boars lost a game. They know you promised, and I quote, if I find out who gave me a subscription to the Reader's Digest, I'll kick him right between the uprights. They know you've got a birthmark shaped like a fax machine on your left butt cheek.
They know all that?
They know plenty more, mister. They even know that as a child, you used to parade around your house wearing a sheer pink peignoir singing I Feel Pretty.
As you can see, Nick, they've got enough on you to send you up the river for a long time.
But I didn't kill the guy. Sure, I hated his guts, but he was beating my sister, Evangelista. They were married, you know.
And you didn't want to kill him?
Believe me, I harbored ill will toward the man, but I harbored ill will toward a lot of people. That doesn't mean I would kill him.
They all say that. Sure, I may have harbored ill will, but I didn't want to kill him.
They also say, one if by land, two if by sea, and three if you're going by jet ski.
Ladies, I'm a desperate man. The razor blades need my strong left leg.
And I'm a desperate woman, and I need your strong left leg, too. And your right leg and the rest of your body.
Lady, if you can prove my innocence, you can have me.
What are we waiting for, Betty? We've got to clear an innocent man.
Well, here we are, Barbara. The Wild Boar's locker room. Maybe some of Skip's teammates can help us get some answers.
After a hot, sweaty workout, too. Betty, dear, you'd better wait outside. It's liable to get rough in there.
Oh, listen, Barbara. Just because I don't wear my sexuality on my sleeve like you doesn't mean I'm not a teeming hotbed of hormonal erotica also. We'll both go. If there's time afterward, we might ogle. Right, Barbara?
Oh, I thought we were going to ogle first.
I'm Coach Hybrid Bob Mankiller. Can I help you?
Well, I'm Betty.
And I'm Barbara. We're the Brooks sisters. And we're investigating the murder of Skip Lightly.
I thought they found the guy who did it. The kicker, Nick DeGrick.
Well, Lieutenant Jones asked us to make sure he didn't arrest the wrong guy.
Well, he seemed to have plenty of motive, didn't he? What else do you need to know?
Well, I need to know if those players have all over tans or tan lines.
Is there anyone else who might have wanted to see old Skippy killed?
Skippy? That was my dog. Who told you he was killed? Tell me who. I've got to know.
That coach dog killer.
Man killer.
Why would anyone want to see Skip Lightly dead?
Let me tell you something. Skip Lightly was a saint. A saint, I tell you.
I hear he used to beat his wife.
All right, so he was a saint who had a problem with violence. Look, no one's perfect. I'm sure you two have some skeletons in your closets.
No, the police took them out a few months ago.
Yes, and I missed them,
too. Remember, I used to like to play with his feet. I dressed them up at Halloween.
Excuse me. I heard the two of you was talking about Skip Lightly.
My, look at the muscles on that arm.
Well, that's my trailing arm. I use dumbbells to keep it in shape.
You mean there are more like you?
My name is Will Willis. I'm the backup quarterback. The starting quarterback.
Skip was like a big brother to me. I love the guy.
There, Will. Everything will be all right. My, what a strong, muscular back you have.
Barbara, let me have a crack at that back. Now, I know it's...
Let me tell you one thing. The police got the right guy. I hope they hang him up by the toes.
Why not just string him up by the neck?
Well, why do that? If they hang him up by the toes, he won't be able to kick no more.
Well, now I see why you're considered one of the great intellects of our time.
Nick hated Skip because he thought Skip was beating up Evangelista.
You know what, Barbara Bunny? Maybe we'd better skip over to Skip's place and talk to his wife.
Good idea, dear.
How many times do I have to tell you I'm in mourning?
Oh,
sorry. May I help you?
I'm Barbara, and this is my sister, Betty. We're the Brooks sisters, and we're helping Lieutenant Jones with the murder of your husband.
Come in, come in. Sorry I was so rude before. It's just that some kids have been harassing me for money to help a schoolmate suffering from chronic bedwetting.
Oh, it's a curse many of us are burdened with. Thank goodness for the pens, eh? Now, what can you tell us about your husband's death?
Well, let me see if I can remember the statement in the coroner's report. Something about an impact to the frontal lobe causing severe hemorrhaging.
Oh, there, there. Everything will be all right. You know what they say. Time heals all wounds. That in a mud-based poultice. Didn't Skip beat you a lot?
Define a lot.
More than once, but less than, shall we say, non-stop?
It wasn't what it seemed. Skip loved me. He would never hurt me.
According to these records, once he broke your nose.
Breaking one's nose and hurting a person are two different things now, aren't they? You see, I had a sinus problem, and Skip, he was studying to be a rhinoplasty specialist, you know? Here's a business card he made.
Dr. Skip Lightly, I knows you knows. He, she, it knows.
Skip was just fixing my nose problem.
The acute turn of the bridge is a wonderful touch. I guess you can breathe around corners now. What about the time he gave you two black eyes after the game?
Did I tell you he was studying to be an ophthalmologist? Here's another card he had made.
Dr. Skip Lightly, ophthalmologist. A man with vision.
I had a couple of torn retinas, which he was loving enough to repair for me.
Oh, come on, admit it. You're glad he's dead.
Skip was a truly wonderful man. People say he had a violent temper. People say he hit me. People say he was verbally abusive. People say he cheated on me. Where am I going with this?
You were telling us what a saint Skip was.
That reminds me. I didn't tell you. Skip was taking correspondence courses in theology. Next to me, Skip loved God more than anything in the world.
All right, let's see the card.
Here.
Ayatollah Lightly. Allah be right there.
You're awfully quiet, Betty, dear. What's the matter? Betty! Betty!
Yes, Thomas. I think the word light bulb is better than bulb is shaped like gizmo. Oh! What's the matter, Barbara Bunny?
You were talking in your sleep again.
Was it in the tongue of my ancestors?
Maybe you'd better let me drive.
Oh, no. I'm fine now. Oh, that little nap really refreshed me. Say, Barbara, where are we going again?
The razor blade practice.
What exit are we supposed to take?
You just missed it.
Well, why didn't you tell me to turn?
Oh, you were sleeping so soundly, I didn't want to wake you.
Oh, I'd better stop and turn the car around. Barbara, the brakes aren't working.
Or maybe your foot is pressing the gas pedal.
No, it's pressing the brake pedal, but the car isn't stopping.
Well, press harder.
Harder? My foot just went through the floor.
Betty, look out. You're going to hit that car.
Close.
Did you see how high the hood flew off that car?
Good. Hell, I was watching my wings fly down the side street.
Betty, be careful. You're at the edge of the pit.
Oh, I can't hold the wheel around this turn.
Betty, you've got to slow down or we'll go over the edge.
Oh, Barbara, the brakes aren't working.
Here, take my walker and down the front wheel.
Oh, I'll push it through a hole in the floor.
I knew that walker would come in handy one of these
days.
What was that sound?
The walker just snapped.
All right, that's enough, you turkeys. You guys are playing like a couple of old ladies.
Oh, hello there, Cole.
What's up? Who are you two?
This is Betty and I'm Barbara. We're the Brooks sisters.
And I thought I've experienced my worst nightmares, but the sight of two old bags wearing Speedos makes me long for the days when I can no longer see.
Well, we were hoping to arrive sooner, Sheila, but we had a little car trouble.
Oh, yes, our car went over a cliff and blew up.
Oh, it's a good thing you weren't in it.
Oh, we certainly were.
And you're still alive?
Why, thank you for the compliment, Coach. Barbara here thinks I'm dull.
Now, Coach Noxima, I'm sorry, but we don't have time for chit-chat. Do you think Nick the Greek can skip lightly? Hey, you, number 23. You have to use your arms when he tackles.
Hey, how'd you know that?
Well, listen, when it comes to tackling men, I'm the queen. Do you know what Vince Lombardi once said about me?
No, what?
Isn't that one on the end a little old to be a cheerleader? Remember that and the red panties on? Nice work to well, I'm back to work.
Coach Nassim, did Nick Dietrich do anything or say anything that seemed, a little strange?
You mean those times when he'd run around the locker room with nothing on but his athletic supporter, yelling, Watson, come here, I need you?
But you never heard Nick Dietrich speaking ill of Skip Lightfoot.
Well, Nick harbored a lot of ill will toward Skip, but I don't think he'd kill him.
With Nick in jail, who's going to kick for your team?
It's funny, but we had the chance to trade for Will Willis before the season started. He would have been our backup quarterback, and he also did some kicking in college. But the trade fell through. Hey, listen, I gotta get this collection of turds ready for a football game, so excuse me, eh?
Barbara Bunny, what if that accident with the car was no accident?
But who would do such a thing?
Barbara, I think someone's following us.
Well, with my shapely legs, Betty, it must be me they're following.
What if it's a man who prefers women with a rounder derriere?
Then he wouldn't be following you, Betty. You haven't had a round derriere since that time when your derriere sagged at the World's Fair and in front of all those people.
Barbara, what if it's the same person who tried to kill us in the car?
Oh, my God, Betty, you might be right. Let's walk faster.
Barbara, let's hide behind this building. And when the person walks by, we'll smash him over the head.
Good plan. Oh, why, it's Lieutenant Jones.
Oh, my head.
We thought you were a sex fiend after our bodies.
Oh, still a couple of dreamers, aren't you? So how's the investigation going?
Oh, not very well, I'm afraid. We don't have any new leads.
So maybe the Greek is our real killer, huh? I guess he just couldn't take his sister getting beat up, so he went to Skip's apartment and kicked him in the left temple.
Left temple? Skip was kicked in the left temple?
Oh, good heavens, Lieutenant. Why didn't you tell us Skip was kicked in the left temple?
I didn't think that was important.
Not that important? Not that important? Barbara Bunny, why is that so important?
Lieutenant, Nick told us he was a left-footed kicker.
He told us he put ketchup on steak, but that didn't make him a bad person now, did it?
If Nick kicked Skip, he would have kicked him in the right temple.
Why, he had a thing for righties?
If Nick kicks with his left foot, then he would have made contact with the right side of Skip's head.
Hey, my God. You're right. So, if Nick didn't kill Skip, who did?
Barbara Bunny, did Coach Noxima tell us that Will Willis was a kicker in college?
Willis? He told us he loved Skip, like a brother.
Wasn't Cain Abel's brother?
Don't worry, Lieutenant. Barbara and I will get to the bottom of this.
Let's go over to the Wild Boar's locker room and see if we can get into Will's locker. Betty, here we are. Now be quiet.
Sorry, I bumped into something. I think it's a tackling dummy.
You mean one of the players is in here?
I think someone's coming. Quick, hide in the locker.
Ooh, baby, we're finally alone.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this.
Betty,
oh,
dear,
this is something I've been dreaming of all my life.
Let me turn up my hearing aid, Barbara Bunny.
Oh, it's finally good here.
Well, did you hear something?
Yeah, I heard that Ricky Lake just beat out Emma Thompson for the role of Ophelia in the new movie Hamlet Takes a Wife.
No. I thought I heard some noise.
It was nothing, I tell you. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. I was nibbling at the earlobe, working my way down to the neck.
Mm-hmm. What did they say, Betty? I think I heard a man say something about getting a bite to eat when he reached greatness. I thought I heard a woman's voice, too. Listen,
Will. I think we better keep our relationship quiet for a couple of months. We don't want people to suspect anything.
Yeah, you're right. Everybody thinks his stupid brother killed Skip.
Hey, he's my brother and I love him, so I'd appreciate it if you would have made fun of him.
Oh, sorry, sweetie.
You're right. Everyone thinks that schmuck did it. No one will ever know it was you who kicked my husband's puny brains in.
Hey, I heard it too. And I think it's coming from one of those lockers. Probably someone left their radio on.
I hate that old beast stuff. Can you turn it on?
Yeah, sure thing, baby.
Well, well, that is an oldie.
Why, hello there, Will. You remember me, Betty Brook?
What are you doing here? And where's your older sister?
What do you mean, older? I'm 2 years younger. No.
You get out of here. So, you old bro survived that car crash, eh?
So, it wasn't an accident, was it? What are you going to do with us?
Kill him.
You can't do that. I haven't been to Budapest yet, and Barbara here has never seen the final episode of My Mother the Car.
Are you going to do it, or do you want me to take care of them?
I got a better idea. Let's lock them up in the sauna and turn up the heat.
See, lady? I love a man with brains. Well, tell him what you're going to do when you're finished with football.
Here's my card.
Will, the policy won't.
Come with me, the two of you. Now, ladies, don't get too angry with us. You just might get burned up. Let's go, Will.
Yeah, that's right. I've got a Super Bowl game to play.
There's like we're in the middle of a heat wave.
Oh, a tropical heat wave. It isn't surprising the temperature's rising.
The last time I remember it being so hot was the time my third husband, Sterling, and I consummated our marriage in the bridal suite at the El Khabib while it was burning down.
Oh, Martha Bunny, why would Evangeliste and Will want to kill Skip?
Oh, a lot of reasons, Betty, dear. Will and Evangeliste loved each other, and they knew Skip would never give his wife a divorce. Two, Skip had a $10 million insurance policy. And three, Will also saw the chance to become a star quarterback.
Let's not forget reason number four.
And what is that, Betty?
I forgot.
Anyway, they could have had a million reasons,
but if we don't find a way out of here, they'll never get caught. Barbara Bunny, I'm beginning to feel so very weak. Barbara, the heat's draining my fluids.
Look at this, Betty. My eyeballs are sweating.
Oh, Barbara, am I beginning to hallucinate, or does the sauna lock from the inside?
Oh, why, Betty, you're right.
I guess Evangeliste must have gone to the same college Willis did.
Betty, let's get over to that Super Bowl game.
The big question on everyone's mind today is, can the Wild Boars take home all the marbles with an untried backup quarterback?
Will the Razorblades be able to overcome the emotional trauma of having its place kicker sitting in jail, accused of murdering Wild Boars quarterback Skip Lightly?
Well, these questions are about to be answered as we're just moments away from the kickoff of Super Bowl 36. Hello, I'm Lindsay Borden.
And I'm Leopold Butch McCoy.
But the question on everyone's mind is, can the Wild Boars win this thing with Will Willis?
Well, not exactly everyone, Lindsay. I met a man from Mesquite, Texas the other day, and he was wondering if Pamela Anderson had finished her graduate work in macroeconomics yet.
Well, for more about the game, let's go down onto the field. John L. Sid is somewhere down on the sidelines. Come in, John.
I tell you, Lindsay and Butch, the air is so thick with excitement, you can almost cut it with a knife.
John, this is Lindsay. How's the Wild Boars locker room?
Very nice, Lindsay. Wall-to-wall carpeting, modern shower stalls. I love what they've done with the wallpaper. It's a subtle football motif combined with a lovely floral pattern. Anyway, I'm here with Coach Mankiller. Coach, everyone's saying that you don't have a prayer with Will Willis at quarterback. And rumor has it, you'll be let go if you don't win. How do you respond to that?
Back to you guys in the booth.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, John L. Sid. As usual, another brilliant report. Well, the band is making its way onto the field, and here to lead us in the singing of our national anthem is Grammy Award-winning rap group, the Don't Diss My Mama Boys.
Yeah, boy! Oh, say, brother, can you see? Father John's early, early, early light.
Betty, dearest, there's no one here. Do you think they called off the game?
Well, according to my watch, it's 8 o'clock in the evening. 1933, if damn cheap batteries.
Oh, Betty, here's a TV set. Let me turn it on.
Barbara Bunny, there's only 5 minutes left. As soon as it ends, Willis is going to run off. We've got to stop him.
They'll never let us onto the field.
Wait, let's put on these razor blade uniforms and pretend we're players.
Oh, goody.
Well, time is running out on the Wild Boars. With less than 30 seconds left on the clock, the Wild Boars have the ball on their own 7-yard line, and they trail 24-20. And with two players down on the field, the Razorblades have just called their last timeout.
All right, defense, now you listen to me. This is your coach, you'll not see what's talking to you. We've got to hold them for one more play. Numbers 53 and 55, get over here.
Yes, coach?
I know my memory's bad, but I don't remember you guys.
Why, this is Rocky Brook, and I'm his older cousin, Killer Brook.
Well, get in there and hold him.
Righto.
Do I know those guys?
Willis is breaking the huddle. He's under center, and the ball is snapped. And Willis goes back to pass. He's being rushed by two linebackers, number 53 and 55. Hey, Butch, who are those guys?
Well, according to my program, number 53 was retired 10 years ago. It belonged to Fergie Jabberwock, the all-pro linebacker. Number 55 belonged to Eddie Fauntleroy, the great two-way player from the 20s.
Now Willis is going to run the ball. He's up to the 10, 15, 20. Numbers 53 and 55 are right on his heels.
Get him, boy!
Willis is at the Razor Blades 45, 40, 35. He's going to score. Wait a minute. Number 53 and 55 are closing in on him. Willis is at the 20. He's at the 15, 10. He's at the 5. Numbers 53 and 55 dive. And Willis is down at the 1-yard line. The game is over. The Arkansas Razorblades have won the Super Bowl game 24-20. Oh, my.
Oh, why, hello, Will. Betty, I told you I was good at tackling men.
Right you are, dear.
Oh, why, here's Lieutenant Jones.
Hold him down, ladies. Oh, I've got to check out the footprint on Willis's shoe. Yep, perfect fit. Will Willis, you're under arrest for the murder of Skip Lightly.
You'd better pick up Evangelista Lightly. She's an accomplice.
You're kidding.
Hello, Coach Nagzima.
Hey, I don't know who you guys are, but you've saved the game for us.
Remember us, Coach?
My God, I never thought I'd ever say this, but right now, there's nothing more beautiful than the sight of two old bags wearing football uniforms.
You've been listening to The Adventures of the Brook Sisters. Today's episode, The Super Bowl Murder, was written by Larry Weiner. It starred Candy Joseph, Maya Daniels, Bob Arcina, Larry Weiner, Denise Asaro, and Marty Moran. Original music and engineer, Angelo Panetta. Assistant engineer, Pat Fleece. Brook Sisters theme by John Amadeo. Join us next time when we hear Barbara say,
"Oh, Nick, you can come out of that cell now."
That's next on The Brook Sisters. This has been a production of the Radio Repertory Company of America.